الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، الحمد لله، دي خطبة today الجمعة in مسجد النبوي الشريف. Very beautiful. The Sheikh talked about the issue of tests and trials and tribulations, and he made dua for Sham, and alhamdulillah, very, and also about the victory of Islam, Ghalabatuddin. So Juma was really very nice, alhamdulillah. The point that I want to remind myself and you is this issue of trials and tribulations. Now there are trials and trials. If you look at what, when I say you and me, I definitely mean me, and by you I mean all those who are like me or in similar situations, people living in countries where there is peace and where there is where they are not in a war zone, and people who are not in countries which have economic issues and things like that, which I guess refers to most of us, if not all. Yet we think we have problems. If you listen to conversations, this is one of the very unpleasant and sad situations of the Muslims today, that I won't say we only complain, because that's not true. I mean, some people do appreciate things, but by and large, mostly our conversations are about complaints. To give you a couple of examples, I remember many years ago going to Malaysia and visiting some friends of mine from India there, who have been living there for a very long time, a couple of decades, and they were sort of middle class people who went from India, and when they went to Malaysia, they did business and so on and established themselves very well. And when I met them, they had a lifestyle which was far superior to anything that they could have dreamt of in India. They were making far more money, much better living conditions. Of course, Malaysia is a far better organized place, and so on. And alhamdulillah, Muslim country, even though they don't call it themselves that, it's called a secular country, but it's a Muslim dominated country. And these people were, very well off. But I remember that whole evening was so, left me with a very bad taste in my mouth, because the whole time it was complaining, and it was complaining about the Malay people. They are lazy, they are this, they are that, and they, so on and so on. Now I'm saying to myself, then why are you here? Why don't you go back to India, where, according to you, the people are the opposite? They are highly enterprising and this and that and the other. So why don't you go back to India? Why are you here? In the middle of all these lazy and lousy people. Now, my experience of Malaysia is, if there is one group of people, which, and people tell me the people in Brunei are better, well, I'd love to see them. But if there's one group of people who I've always had absolutely positive experiences with, and alhamdulillah, I have had positive experiences with practically everybody in my life, but I think one as a group, it is Malaysians. They're the nicest people, the softest people, the most polite people. Their children, the way they greet you, when they shake your hand, they touch it to their eyes and to their forehead, and they're so respectful. And I mean, there is absolutely nothing whatsoever that I find, that I have ever found negative about Malaysia and Malaysian people. And here are these people here from India, complaining and complaining and complaining. I'm saying to myself, what is this? I mean, is this, what is this a symptom of? You go to a country, you take the benefit from that country, the people there welcome you, they give you all that they have without reservation, and all you do is complain. Another one is Saudi Arabia. People come here from India, they live here for decades, they don't learn a word of Arabic, They make no effort to learn Arabic. The Middle East has to be the most patient lot of people in the world, because just imagine going to live in America and not being able to speak English. I mean, you wouldn't get past first base. I mean, there's no way you could survive, you know, a week. Forget about even to get citizenship and so on. To get into universities, you need TOEFL, a test of English as a foreign language. You need all kinds of things. But in the Middle East, nothing. People come here, especially our subcontinentals, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. People come here, they spend decades here, they learn no Arabic. They live in compounds among themselves. So you have little India, and in little India, you've got little Malabar, and you've got little Tamil Nadu, and you've got little whatnot, little Hyderabad. Make no effort to meet local people, make no friends. And the whole time you complain about how the Saudis are so bad and how they are so arrogant and this and that. Now, I lived in Saudi Arabia for 1 year. And I deliberately did not live in a compound. I went and lived in Sharfia in a flat with all the others except for myself. They were all Saudis. And I had a fantastic time. The 1 year was beautiful. I made friends with everybody. They made friends with me. They invited me home. And I am hearing my Indian friends saying, you know, the Saudis, they never invite you home. I said, hello. I mean, I've been here just less than a year and people are inviting me home. So I don't know what you're talking about. And you've been here decades. And don't you think that's a little bit related to your attitude towards them? So now this goes on. And of course, they live here. They pay no income tax. Water is more expensive than petrol. So you drive nice big cars and you drive forever and it costs you like $2 or something. Now you live in this fantastic lifestyle, you know, big houses, 24-hour power. I mean, in India and India, Pakistan, and so on, you know the power situation. I mean, here, power doesn't go. I mean, there's no power outages, right? Water, even though it's desalinated water, it's costing them to produce that water. There's any amount of free-flowing water. People have 45-minute showers. All of that. And then still complain. This is bad about Saudis, that is bad about Saudis. See how they drive, see how they walk, see how they eat, you know, see how they adjust their ghotras and whatnot. Constantly. And finally, just the other day, somebody is complaining about the tax that the government is now putting on expats and expat families and so on. Now, I know it sounds bad, and I think it's a dumb idea, frankly, if you ask me. Whoever gave that idea to the government really needs their head examined, because whatever money you're going to make out of that is practically next to nothing, and you just get a lot of bad name for nothing. But anyway, governments are like this. But the point I'm making, so I said to this friend of mine, I said, what if you lived in the U.S., right? People are willing to sell their iman to live in the U.S. The U.S. is second to Jannah, and not in that order either. May Allah save us from ourselves. If you lived in the U.S., you would not pay 100 riyal per month per child. You would pay 30% of your income as income tax, right, as to the IRS. And plus, you would pay for medical insurance. You would pay for all kinds of insurance. You would pay to drive your car. You would pay far more on gas. You pay for all utilities, your electricity, your water, and everything else. And you pay, 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 and you have no complaints. And you live very happy, and you think it's Jannah, you know, Jannah on earth. Yet you live in Saudi Arabia, and this is true for most of the in Kuwait or, you know, Oman or most of the Middle Eastern countries, and you complain. The reason I'm saying this is because this whole issue of trials and tribulations, if you think you got a problem, go and see what happens in Palestine. Go and see what is happening right now in Sham as we are talking. Go and see what's happening in Yemen. You think you got a problem, right? And you think but those people are also human beings. They are also Muslims. They are also praying to the same God. Now, how come they are in that situation and you think you have a problem? It's like my sheikh used to say, anytime somebody would come to him and say, Sheikh, I got a problem. He used to say, my brother, why are you complaining? You are supposed to have a problem. This dunya Allah made with problems, right? This place, khalaqal mawta wal hayata liyabluwakum. Allah created this dunya to test you. So therefore, we are being tested. Really, if we look at ourselves and we say that what is our attitude, at the end of the day, attitude is what matters. Attitude is what counts. So therefore, today's lecture, I think in Juma, today's khutbah, was about this. And it is really something that struck me to say that the most important thing for us to develop is to develop an attitude of thankfulness and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given us, where He said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which doesn't please Him. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.